about to begin a new sugya. So this entire sugya revolves around one line in the Gemara Maseches Merkatan, which is unclear what the line is saying. So we start off with the first in the Gemara Mekomos. The Gemara Merkatan Daf Yudbeis Amud Aleph tells us that Rav Chama Sharlu La Avungari De Beresh Kalusa L'Mevad Lu Avidita B'Chol De Moada. That Rav Chama permitted Avungari, presumably means the Shamashim, the workers in the house of the Reish Kalusa, to do certain types of work, certain types of activity on Chol HaMoed, because it's unclear as what exactly did he permit them to do. So Omar, so why did he permit them to do this? Are you not allowed to work on Chol HaMoed? So Omar, Kevin the Oga Loka Shakle, since these people weren't getting paid a salary, Sharshu Yehuda Kamishar Shule, they were only getting, presumably, their food, they were getting the food and board, whatever it was, they weren't getting actually paid. So therefore, it's permissible of a lace lunba, and therefore there's nothing wrong with what they were doing. Atkan devre gemara. So if you just read this gemara, the way it sounds, at face value, it sounds like, well, the Isser Malach al Chalamoy doesn't really apply. The Isser Malach al Chalamoy is only for a person who's getting paid. If a person's not getting paid, so there's nothing wrong with doing Malach al Chalamoy. So that conclusion seems to be quite difficult, because we've been learning Malach al Chalamoy for the last 6 months, and we haven't heard of such a thing. There's no mission that says such a thing. I mean, anything, the opposite is true. We have so many cases. I'm not allowed to do my own work on Chol HaMoed. I'm not allowed to fix my own field. I'm not allowed to do my own. I build my own house on Chol HaMoed. Even though nobody's paying me, I'm not a paid work. I'm working for myself. And still, the halacha is that it's also to do Malach and Chol HaMoed. So what kind of stories of Chama telling us that since they weren't getting paid, so then everything was okay? So this line of the Gemara led the Rishonim really to two totally different approaches as to what exactly the Gemara is talking about. Clearly, the simple pshat that you're allowed to work on Chol HaMoed without getting paid, it's not an option. That flies in the face of everything we've been learning until now. So what exactly does it mean? So if you take a look at the Rosh in the second line of Mamakomos, the Rosh in Maikotan and Perek Bey, Simon Tez. So in the second line, the Rosh suggests as follows. Perish, Sudasa Bayu Notlin, below the Veracher, they were getting food, but they weren't getting paid. Al-Korchach says the Rosh, Haisha Moshib, Malacha Abu Teres B'moed HaYosim. The activity that these people were doing was not a malacha. There was no malacha in them. It was a malacha in them. Chas v'shalom, malacha is also whether you're getting paid, you're not getting paid. They were doing things which were permissible to be doing. Kigod, tikkun ha-safsalim, it's the boss. Kids, they were setting up the tables. They were setting up the chairs. They were the waiters. They were setting the tables. They were doing things that would normally be permissible at Chol HaMoed. So then what did Rav Chama want of them? So why did Rav Chama say to them, oh, Baruch Hashem, the reason why it's mutter for you to continue what you're doing at Chol HaMoed is because you're not getting paid. Afilu hachi, tafka shashuye, aba b'schar osar. The implication now of this Gemara is a chumrah. We read this Gemara Rav Chama, we thought there's some heavy-duty kula coming our way. There's something that we thought was also going to be mutah, not so fast as the Rosh. The opposite is true. You thought until now that as long as what I'm doing is not a malacha, what could possibly be wrong? What could possibly be osar about setting up tables on Chol HaMoed? So the answer is, shma mina, the osar b'schar, afilu malacha muteres b'moed. So says the Rosh Fakir, that if you do something on Chol HaMoed, even though the activity is per se mutter, you're allowed to do this action. If you would be doing it for yourself, or you would be doing it for somebody as a favor, it would be mutter, but to get paid for the work is also, the Kabbalah Schar, the Moed, of the Dechol Damya. Says for a person to get paid, to get a salary for work on Chol HaMoed, even work that's mutter on Chol HaMoed, is problematic. That's what the Rosh is. That's what we have to derive from the Rav Chama story. So we thought that Rav Chama was telling us a kula. Turns out Rav Chama is telling us a tremendous chumrah. So that's what the Gemara meant. That since these workers weren't really getting paid, they were just getting food and board, that's not called getting paid. Getting paid means you got to get a paycheck, get a salary. That's the problem.
The same thing, wouldn't the same thing apply to Shabbos and Yom Tov?
Presumably, yeah, Shabbos and Yom Tov would be even worse in a sense. Shabbos and Yom Tov, there's a real formalistic called Schar Shabbos,
right.
So this is in a sense like a Schar Chol HaMoed. That's basically what he's saying. So this is quite a chiddush, this is quite a chumrah that the Rosh has. Does everybody agree to this? So this halacha is dependent upon this pshat in the Gemara. If you come up with another pshat in the Gemara, so then maybe there's no raya, maybe there's no mokra for this halacha.
Like, for example, a person's scholar in residence only on Shabbos.
Also, that may be a problem. We'll talk about it. We'll see as we go on some possible kulas for this. So comes the Ritvan, the third of the Ramakamos. The Ritvan might cut in that you bathe him in Aleph, and the third line of the Ritva. So he says a totally different pshat. Ra'iti misha pirsha, that I saw there was somebody who gave the following interpretation of this Gemara. The Avungari Goyim. We got the wrong workers here. We thought they were the Jewish workers of the Reish Kalusin. They were Goyim. They weren't Jewish. So they weren't Jewish. So therefore what? But then the Nisr of Amir Yaakov on Chol HaMoed. So we know that whatever you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, you're not allowed to ask a goy to do for you on Shabbos. Whatever you're not allowed to do on Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to ask a goy to do for you on Chol HaMoed. There are certain kula, certain leniencies within Amir Yaakov, but for the most part, whatever is also for a Jew to do is also to ask a goy to do. So comes the Ritzvah with this pshat and says these workers were goy. How does that solve any problem? If what they were doing was also for the goy, what was doing is mut for the goy. What's going on? So says the Ritzvah, the pshat was as follows. There were goyim who owed the Reish Kalusa money. They owed money to the Reish Kalusa. So they had a setup of the Reish Kalusa. Reish Kalusa was the political leader of the Jewish people, the Gzerlach, like in English. So he had a lot of money. He lent out a lot of money. And he had non-Jewish people who owed him money. So he had a deal set up with them. Either they could pay him back in cash, or if they want to work for him, so he'll deduct. He won't pay them. He won't give them a salary. He'll deduct from whatever money they owe him. He'll deduct that based on the hours that they work for him. So I'm sorry. So lahachi amrinan, they came into eino ela nika chov mutla lam mikodem. For shus biyadim lasos malachim nika kablanusu, kablanusu muta kade kablanus. So comes the Ritzvah, explains as follows that to hire a non-Jew mamish to work for you on Chol HaMoed and you're going to pay him on Chol HaMoed. So that's out of the question. That's mamish and really Yaakov. But here these weren't paid workers. They were working off the chovas that they owed, so they could do that at any time they want. They want to work today, they can work today. They want to work next week, they work next week. Next month, they work next month. It's not an absolute employer-employee relationship in the sense of a real bona fide Amir Yaakov. On this we say, this is considered to be like kablonos. Kablonos means if I hire a non-Jew to do a job, and I don't specify when I want him to do it. I say, listen, I'm giving you this car to fix. I'll pick up the car next week sometime. So that would be mutter, even for Shabbos. I'm allowed to give in a car to the mechanic on Friday afternoon as long as I don't say I need it by Saturday night, as long as I'm not specifying to be done dafka on Shabbos. If a person gives a suit to the dry cleaner on Friday and says, listen, I need it by Tuesday, that's okay, that's not a problem. If I hire a gardener, a non-Jewish gardener, I want you to come Saturday morning from 8 to 3, so that's called Amir Yaakov. But when I leave it up to the non-Jew to decide when he wants to do the work, that's what's called kablanos, and that was generally mutter. There are exceptions to that rule, so that's the general rule.
What would be the situation where the dry cleaner is closed on Sunday?
That's the difference. Right?
We ask him, you want it first thing
Monday morning?
Monday morning.
I mean, I bring it in Friday at 5 as he's closing the door, and I tell him I need it Monday at 8. So is that considered to be giving him an option to do it at another time? So in theory, he could open on Sunday if he would want to, but he doesn't want to. That's the machlekes poskim. Machlekes the contemporary poskim. Is that a problem or not?
That would be similar if you have someone who's a non-Jew and you want him to come to you on Shabbos. You're not forcing him to drive. He can walk, you know.
Yeah, that's for sure, Mutter. Right.
Right. So
that's for sure, Mutter. So, no, because here I'm not even asking him to drive. I'm asking him just to show up. So he decides how he wants to drive. That's okay.
Right. So same thing. What would be the Indian? He has the option to do the work on Sunday or do the work at night.
That's the question.
So
some folks can say that since it's so understood that he's not going to work on Sunday because there's a big store that says closed on Sunday, with a boo law saying not allowed to open on Sunday, so that's tantamount to telling him to do it explicitly on Shabbos.
That's the accepted view?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Of course, the rules are different by a house, let's say.
Right, but Chubur is much more serious, right? The house is a whole different story. When he's working on Jewish premises, so that's a significantly more serious problem. That means to have a cobbler to work for you, to build your house, even on his own schedule, right. but he's doing it in your house, right. He's doing it on your property, that's a much more serious problem. We'll get to that a little bit later on, a couple of sugyas down the line, Chol HaMoed, and then Shabbos and Yom Tov. So again, so comes with Devon says that the reason, what's going on in our sugya is, we're not even talking about Jews doing the work, we're talking about non-Jews doing the work. So that's what the Gemara says, that if I would be hiring them specifically as a paid employee, so that would be a problem of really Yaakov. But here, I'm not really paying them. I'm just taking off the debt. So that's not considered to be a paid employee. That's considered to be he's working at his own pace, at his own time schedule. And therefore, that would be permissible based on the heter of kablanos.
And these are activities are mutter on the Moed or not?
So these activities that are also on Moed. I mean, these are things.
What the aspect that you mentioned that you're not going to do it in the.
So that's what, according to the Ritva, who's learning Pshat in this Gemara, as referring to activities that were also on Chol HaMoed, Ayyadei Goyim, there's no riot for the Rosh. The Rosh built this whole case that Malachas HaMuktaros are also Bishar. The activities that are basically intrinsically permissible on Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to get paid for. He was denying this from the Gemara, because otherwise, why does the Gemara say it's mutter as long as they're not getting paid? The implication is that it's things that are mutter. So the Ritva says, no, it's talking about things that are asur. It's talking about ayidei goy, and the reason, the difference between getting paid and not getting paid is just a way to ascertain whether it's kablonos or whether it's chiros. So at the end of the day, there's no reason to believe that the Ritva accepts the Rosh. There's no reason to assume that this chiddush halacha, this isser applies. We have a cloud, it's book to prove an asur. So the Rosh made up this isser that you're not allowed to do malacha muteras to get paid. The whole thing was based on the reading of Rav Chama. According to the Ritva's reading of Rav Chama, there's no such halacha.
So these non-Jews can show up at any point to pay off their debt?
Right. Right, because they choose the work. They can do it coming
up.
They all
showed up on Chol HaMoed.
Right.
So it's really out of the race goes to pants.
Right, that's right. So you want to know, why, if this is being done in the Jews' home, so why isn't that a problem? How could you call it Kablonis in the Beis Yisrael? That's not a problem. That's not an interesting problem. We get to the Sugi of Kablonis, we have to reassess that.
I look at race versus Indian as a difference. It's like how far there's not. No maturity date, so anybody can come and pay back the race to lose the money. So it's really not really, it's not work.
Because it's less than kablonos even.
Right. It's really halva.
Right. I mean, he can pay. He cannot even work. He can come and just pay me the cash. That's
right.
Also
so, so really, the work he's doing is mishalim halva a hold. So it's you can't call it a voter.
Right. It could be right. So that's basically. I mean, that's the yisod of the Ritva. No matter how you formulate precisely the hagdara of the Ritva. The bottom line is the Rosh doesn't accept. That's for sure. The Rosh is chiddush gadol that a malacha muteres is also a deinat l'schar. So that's clearly not
the same. To understand the Rosh's position.
Yeah, the Rosh is not so bad. The Rosh is like Shabbos. The same way you're not allowed to get paid for working on Shabbos, even though what you're doing is the davar mutar. You're not allowed to get paid for Shabbos work. So you're not allowed to get paid for chalamoy work also. So how do we pass in l'maisa? How do we pass in l'halacha? So comes the Shulchan Aruch in the fourth of the Ramah Rukamas in Rechaim and Tavkuf Membeis Sef Aleph, and he says, "Afilu malachas amutaros, einan mutaros lasos and el liatzba ol liacherim bechidam." Even those activities that are permissible in Chol HaMoed, one is only permitted to do it for himself or for others for free. Aval b'schar asur, but to do it b'schar to get paid would be a problem.
Aren't we afraid of Morris Ayan? In all this, I mean, people don't know. They see a guy working in the Reish Galusa's house. They don't know he's not getting paid.
That's part of the Ha'ar that Rabbi sent today. That normally we have a rule of Kablonos is only mutter in the non-Jew's house. But let's say the guy wants to come and fix my car in my garage, so that l'chay would be a problem. So normally we distinguish between the Beis Yisrael and not Beis Yisrael. So I have to figure out why exactly over here we're more meikel that we permitted even in the Beis Yisrael. So hopefully when we talk about the Sugya of Kablonos, maybe we'll get to this. We just got onto Kablonos, mamish tangentially to this Sugya. The main thrust of the Sugya is really the Rosh. So comes the Shulchan Aruch and says about B'schar also, that B'schar is also miyu in Eino Nosla Tzchar Kotzov, El Sh'ochim B'schar Mutter. But if a person is not actually getting paid, he's just getting room and board, is getting food, so then that would be mutter like the case of Rav Chama, like the Avodim in the Reish Kadusa. So it seems pretty clear we pass in Halacha like the Rosh. The Ramah doesn't disagree with the Rosh. The later Pesukim don't disagree with the Rosh. The Halacha Lamaisa, notwithstanding the Ritva's innovative Pshat the Gemara, Lamaisa we pass in Halacha like the Rosh. And now we have to base everything we're going to say on the parameters of the Rosh's Halacha. So comes the Ramah and gives us the first Kula. Comes the Ramah on that Shulchan Aruch and Tavkuf Membeis Aleph in Mar Machum 4 Haga. V'davra aved mutav asas afilu b'schar kotzuv. Says the Ramah that davra aved in its own league. If the het that I'm allowed to do this malacha is a davra aved. Let's say, for example, my field is has to be irrigated, and I don't really know how to irrigate so well. So I got to hire a guy to go do the irrigation. So you're going to tell me, a new chumrah, that to have the guy come and do it for free, that's okay. But if the guy doesn't want to do it for free, so then I have to lose my field. My field's got to rot. So no. So comes the Ramon and says that whenever the heter is based on Davar Aved, so Davar Aved trumps the Isser of Netilat Schar. So what is the Ramon telling us?
What do you need that for? We always knew Davar Aved.
No, but no, we always thought Davar Avad is mutter for me to do myself without getting paid, or to have somebody do me a favor and fix it.
Why would we take a basis? Always, when you remove yourself and you put on someone else, and with that you see a bigger pool, not a home.
No, but it's somebody else is a Jew. So how could that Jew get paid for what he's doing? That's an issur mitzilas chas. So the Rambam says that's okay. Davar Avad, the issur mitzilas chas doesn't apply. So what's the Rambam really telling us? That we've already seen many times, there are really two different categories of heter in terms of Malachas Chol HaMoed. There's one type of category called Tzarchei HaMoed, which has many limitations to it. Tzarchei HaMoed are only mutter, if it's a Ma'aseh Hedyo, not a Ma'aseh Umar, it's got to be able to do the Tzarchei HaMoed, etc. We spoke a lot about this in the past. And then there's a second category called Davar Aved. Davar Aved is much more a kal than a Tzarchei HaMoed. Now, too, there was a Ritva that says that they're really one and the same, that every Davar Aved is really a psychological Tzarchei HaMoed. That may be true in terms of Lamdas, but Lamaisa, there are differences in Halacha. Tzarchei HaMoed L'chud and Davar Aved L'chud. So comes Ramon and says, true, we have a Gemara and we have a Rosh about the story of Rav Chama that puts the brakes on certain things you're allowed to do with Chol HaMoed. Certain types of activities that would have otherwise been permissible are now also to be getting paid. But that Gemara wasn't talking about Davar Aved. The Rish Kalusa's fields weren't getting room. They wanted to set up the tables. They wanted to build tables. They wanted to fix benches. There were things that would have otherwise been permissible at Tzarech HaMoed. So comes Rav Chama with the Chiddush, comes the Rosh with the Chiddush and says, even though these activities are mutl at Tzarech HaMoed, but to get paid is problematic. Says the Ramah, Ein lo lo chidusho. We're not mechuyev to extrapolate from this chumra of Rav Chama and the Rosh to every other possible permutation of Heter and Chol HaMoed. Maybe the Heter of Davar Aved is better than the Heter of Tzarechei HaMoed. Tzarechei HaMoed is limited by the prohibition of getting paid. But the heter of Davar Aved, that's a much better heter. That's an all-encompassing heter. And Davar Aved is mutter, even in a situation where a person is going to get paid.
The issue of getting paid is on the one who receives it?
Yeah, pashtet on the person who's receiving it.
So the other person is only offering because of Yifnei either.
Right. So, l'chore, the Ramah makes sense. I mean, again, is the Ramah muchach that it's true? Maybe, yeah, maybe no, but it makes sense. We can hear such a distinction. The problem with the Ramah is the source that the Ramah quotes. The Ramah quotes, if you look inside the Ramah says it's based on a kolbo. The kolbo in itself wouldn't be a problematic source. One of the Rishonim, we don't know who wrote the kolbo. It's an anonymous sefer, but still it's a posting quoted as an authoritative psak halacha. The problem is, if you look inside the kolbo itself, you get the impression that the kolbo doesn't hold like the Rush altogether. That the Kobo holds like the Ritva, that the Kobo holds that there was never an issue in the first place in the Tilaschar. So the Kobo just writes a flippant statement. He writes that if a person's field is overflowing and, you know, his field has to be irrigated, he's got to hire a guy to do it. No problem, you can even pay the guy to do it. That's very nice. Of course the Kobo would say that because the Kobo holds there was never an issue in the Tilaschar in the first place. We're trying to be done according to the Rush. We've rejected the Ritva, we've rejected the Kobo in a sense. We want to know according to the Rush. According to the Rush, who holds that there is such an Isser for the purposes of Tzarchei HaMoed, what would the Rush say about Davar Aved? So to bring the Kobol is not really fair. To bring the Kobol as a Raya L'Hokel is very difficult. So the Ramah's Raya is difficult, but the Ikaron, the Ramah, may be right anyway. So we usually assume like the Ramah. Generally, it could be making a little bit in the Shaila. We're not so sure this is also in the first place. We're not so convinced the Rush is right. So let's assume for now, at least like the Ramah's Kula, that in the realm of Davar Aved, we don't have to be Machmir. We don't have to be Machmir in terms of the Tzilas Chai.
What the Ramah did, he quoted it.
Right. That's what Dachronim pointed out. Right? That's a problematic Ramah. So comes the Bir Halacha, the fifth of the Ramah Kamos, and takes this Ramah one step further. Assuming the Ramah is right, let's go one step further. So says the Bir Halacha in Orachayim Tavkuf Ben Beis Sif Aleph. We're not going to read this whole law in Bir Halacha. We'll just read the first line or two. Says the Ramah. No, so says the Bir Halacha. Nir Lefini Es Daiti. The Bidavashu Ochol Nefesh. Mutal poalas al tafilu b'schar. Says the Mishaburo, says the Be'alach, what would that lacha mean in the following case? I'm having a bar mitzvah chol hamoed. So I have to hire a guy, or hire a chef, or hire a kid, or hire somebody to work for me.
I can even do that.
I know, but anything that...
But ochel nefesh,
yeah,
I can even
do that. I know, but anything that you're allowed to do, you're not allowed to get paid for. The same way the Rosh said that. So comes the Mishaburo and says, a new interesting shayla. Can the caterer get paid? Can the chef get paid? Can the waiters get paid? People who are being involved in Eichel Nefesh Mamish, are they permitted to get paid on Chol HaMoed?
The issue is on
the person who's getting the salary. So comes the Be'er Loch and says, let's make a cheshbon. You're allowed to do Tzarchei HaMoed and Chol HaMoed, but you're not going to get paid for it. So maybe you can argue, just as Tzorchei HaMoed have the limitation of getting paid, so too Ochel Nefesh has the limitation of getting paid as well. That one could have argued such a svara. So comes the Bishop and says, no, he thinks that it's not correct argument, right? Says so he thinks it's a kavachoma from the Ramah. Madach the Ramah was matir dovra ove to get paid. So in the hierarchy of heterim and chalamoid, which is the highest, which is the top of the line, heter and chalamoid? What's the best possible heter? Echol nefesh. If you had to make a hierarchy of these three heterim, tzarchei hamoed, dovra ove, and echol nefesh, so I would make the following, that echol nefesh is mamash on the top of the line. After that comes dovra ove, and after that comes nebuch tzarchei hamoed. How do I know that hierarchy? You want to know it's arbitrary? I'll tell you exactly how I know it. I'm going to prove to you. It's Dover Pasha that it's true. You know I know that Dover, that Tzorchei Moed is very Shvach Ahefta. Tzorchei Moed, the Koshi Gola were Matir. I mean, Tzorchei Moed, which is not a Chol Nefesh. You know why? The Mishnah says, only Maisa Hed Yotzmut, not a Maisa Uman. I'm not allowed to fix something professionally, even if it's a Tzorchei Moed. If I want to get my shirt tailored, because I need that shirt for Chol Moed, you're not allowed to do that. I'm allowed to the Koshi do some kind of a nice head yoke, but Maisa Uman, the Mishnah of the Farish is also. Whereas for Dovra Oved, even Maisa Uman is Mutter. For Dovra Oved, whatever is necessary, even if it's a professional job, is permissible, as long as it's for the purposes of Dovra Oved. So you see right then and there, Dovra Oved is better than a Tzorchei Moed. Tzorchei Moed is Mutter, but the Koshi Yitiru, Tzorchei Moed is only Mutter in very, very limited circumstances, namely a Maisa Hedyot, not a Maisa Uman. Whereas Dover Ovid is more mutter in a sense. How am I going to prove to you that Ochel Nefesh is even greater heter, is even more glot heter, more madrin heter than the heter of Dover Ovid? So as follows, Dover Ovid has certain limitations to it. Dover Ovid, if you're mechavim malachta b'moed, is also. If I knew that I'm going to have problems in my field of chalamoed and I dilly dallied and didn't do it before Yom Tif, I'm not allowed to do it on chalamoed. Well, let's say, for example, Tircha Meruba, something which is very, very difficult. So I guess I work myself up a sweat. So then the Mishnah says in Abay that I'm not allowed to do, even though it's a Dabra Aved. So Dabra Aved has certain limitations to it. Whereas Eichel Nefesh, everything goes for Eichel Nefesh. Eichel Nefesh, we've already said many times, Eichel Nefesh is Mutter, even if it's Mechav Alachta B'mayit. I know that I can cook the food before Yom Tov. There's no reason for me to cook in a Chol HaMoed. It's a kind of food I can stick in the freezer. It'll be perfectly okay. No, the halacha is that it's mutter anyway. I'm allowed to do it in Chol HaMoed, even though it's mechav alachta b'moed. It's going to be a lot of work, it's going to be a sweat, it's going to be a job. Doesn't matter. Eichel Nefesh is a top-of-the-line heter. Eichel Nefesh is heter gomor. So these three heterim, yes, it's true. Tzorchei HaMoed is mutter. Yes, it's true. Dover Ovi is mutter. Yes, it's true that Eichel Nefesh is mutter, but they're not all in the same footing. That there's a gradation, there's a hierarchy in terms of a terim, with Tzorchei HaMoed being on the bottom, Dover Ovid being in the middle, and Echol Nefesh being in the highest. So comes to Be'er Loch and does a simple math, comes to Be'er Loch and says, Madach the Ramah said that for Dover Ovid, which is only middle of the line, Heter, you're permitted to get paid for, Kal V'chaymeh B'mereshah Kal V'chaymeh for Echol Nefesh, that the Kedah can get paid, whatever's food-oriented, so that would be okay. So you can pay a shaykh in a Chol HaMoed. You can pay a person who's cooking you a meal in a Chol HaMoed. That would be mutter, because Eichel Nefesh was never bound by this Isser. So if the Ramah's right by Dover Ovid, we weren't convinced the Ramah's right by Dover Ovid, but if the Ramah's right by Dover Ovid, says the Mishnah Berurah, then for sure I'm right by Tzachei Eichel Nefesh.
Does that allow everything a caterer is doing?
Whatever he's allowing you to pay.
A caterer sets up the table. So didn't we just say a caterer comes in and they're setting up the simple, you're having a bar mitzvah on Chol HaMoed. So That's specifically what we just
said. That's also a problem. Yeah, the question is, those tables, they wasn't setting up the tables, they were setting up the benches. So the benches being set up for meals, they were being set up to learn, they were being set up for a meeting, so it may be different. It may not be the same.
It's all for the general purpose of food.
So right, tashas, that would be different. Right, I think so. It would be no worse than Machshiriach Chol Nefesh, right? So comes to Be'er Loch and says, you know, just in case you don't like my hierarchy, you don't like my Kavachomez, I'll prove to you that I'm right anyway. So he says, Dim lav hachi, in the first line still, Kol ma sheniska b'simen tavkuf lama gimel demut l'tzorech hamoed. We have a whole list of things that are mutter l'tzorech hamoed, if they're oichol, things which are oichol nefesh, kagon hatchina, you're allowed to grind, uktitas eitim and amuchubin, you're allowed to chop trees if you need the trees for to cook with, ol hatel sheikhar, or to make beer, uchai gavna, kol in yoni oichol nefesh, Yitzdorach HaKol, Lassus Piatzbo. We have loads and loads of dinim in the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch, what you're allowed to do in Chol HaMoed for Echol Nefesh. So says the Rosh, you're going to tell me you have to do it by yourself? You can't have somebody else do it for you. The Bevadeh Le'yimtza Nashim Shutzu Lassus Lo'Bechidim. Everyone's working for free in Chol HaMoed. No one's going to give it. You're going to get a guy to make beer for you for free. You're going to get a guy to chop down trees for you for free. The guy, no one's going to do this for free for you. So you're going to be stuck doing it yourself. That's what the Gemara means, that you're allowed to do all this yourself in Chol HaMoed. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara never puts any limitation on it. The reason why the Gemara never put any such limitation is l'chora because it's understood that when you're in the realm of the heter v'chol nefesh, everything goes. And he says, v'nucha l'hazbi b'tuf tam, t'chmoshe t'iru b'davar oved lo se schak im hua b'hagah, hu adin l'inyin l'chol nefesh, hu v'alma l'chol nefesh adif b'davar oved, like we just said before, t'b'davar oved osur im kibe melachtoi, hu v'chol nefesh kayam lan t'filu achi, t'filu kibe melachtoi mutok, yistim in tafkuf lami gimol. I says, the Mishnah Berurah, achim l'pelesh lo yirach haredim b'zeh. He says, see, he didn't find anyone else say it before. He's a little bit nervous to say it, but he thinks that it's right anyway. So a kopan, what do we have? We have an iser of getting paid for work on Chol HaMoed, which we're not sure that iser exists in the first place. It was all based on the Rosh's reading of Rav Chama's story, the Reish Kalusa, and the Ritva most probably disagrees with the Iker Halacha. But La Halacha, Zim, the Begum, the Mechab, and the Ramah passed, and we passed in Shulchan Aruch to iser and iser. But nevertheless, we're whittling away at the iser a little bit. The Ramah already knocked down the iser and says, doesn't apply to Dover of it. We're not sure where the Ramah got it from, but we know where the Ramah got it from. We're not happy with the source of the Ramah. But the Svara, we could hear it. And now we have the Bialach who's willing to take that somewhat questionable Ramah and go the next step and say that even that better than the Heter of Davar Ovid is the Heter of Echol Nefesh, and therefore the Issa wouldn't apply B'chlau in the realm of Echol Nefesh.
It's interchanging between
Sor HaMoed
and
Echol Nefesh. Right, Sor HaMoed was always used by the Rishayim to mean non-Echol Nefesh Tzerachim, like sewing up clothing, things like that. Those are non-Echol Nefesh.
You mix them together, one batch.
Who makes them? Yeah, he just in terms of terminology, just in terms of linguistically mixing them together, but they are fundamentally two different categories. How does some of this play out in Lamaisa? Halach Lamaisa, some shayla that come up in this realm. So a very famous shayla, a babysitter. Can a person babysit on Chol HaMoed and get paid? So the babysitter on Shabbos and Yom Tov is a very serious shayla for a babysitter to get paid. Mamash Tzchai Shabbos. Means, you know, even though we'll talk a little bit later, hopefully, maybe next week, about Havla, about sometimes a person gets paid to work on Shabbos, but to work on Friday also. Babysitting, what great hachanas you have to make to babysit on Friday. You have to chazi your notes from your babysitting course, and what do you have to do? You get called to babysit on Shabbos morning, so you come babysit for a few hours. So what's the Shabbos? When I say babysit, I mean a Jewish babysitter. To pay a non-Jewish babysitter, that's mutter, because the yisur of Schar Shabbos is on the makabos of Schar. So to pay a non-Jewish babysitter, that's for sure mutter. But to pay a Jewish babysitter on Shabbos Yom would be a problem. What about a Chol HaMoed? Is there any heter whatsoever to pay a babysitter? It's a classic example of Malacha HaMutares, but Netilas Schar is also. So come to Poskim, we have a few interesting svaras l'hokim. So some Poskim say, it's mutter. You know why it's mutter? Because of Eichel Nefesh. Eichel Nefesh, no one's eating the baby. What's the Eichel Nefesh? The Eichel Nefesh is as follows. We already learned several times, last year we spoke about this, about the category that's called Tzorchei HaGuf. We pointed out that according to many Poskim, there was a Ritvo said this, and Moshe was a big believer, and others held this way, that whatever's the Tzorchei HaGuf, so that's considered to be the halacha equivalent of Eichel Nefesh. We saw this in the sugya of taking haircuts and shaving. We saw Yipui HaGuf. That's why that was the biggest riot. The Ritva said that why the Chazal has to aser haircuts on Chol HaMoed because Kizei Rishem Yichlis B'moed Shumanubu. You may not get a haircut before Yom Tov. You may look like a mess. Why did they aser? Because it's malacha and finished. So the Ritva says because it's malacha, which would have been mutter because it's Eichel Nefesh. Eichel Nefesh, yes, it's Ritva. Whatever is considered to be Tzorchei HaGuf is considered to be the halacha equivalent of Eichel Nefesh. So comes a group of poskim and say that this is called Tzorchei HaGuf. It means what's the babysitter getting paid to do? To make sure that the kid doesn't get hurt. So that's called Tzorchei HaGuf. That's called Shmiras HaGuf. So whatever's necessary to enhance bodily needs to make sure what the babysitter is getting paid to make sure that the kid doesn't get hurt, to change the diapers, to feed the baby, whatever the babysitter is doing, to play with the baby, whatever's Tzorchei HaGuf for the baby. So that's by definition called Eichel Nefesh. So based on this Mishnah Berurah, the Mamash brought this Bria Halacha. It just says the Bria Halacha made a whole shtickle Torah that it's mutter based on a Kav HaChomer from the Ramah. So that would be matter in the case of babysitting. Others, on Chol HaMoed. Not in Yom Tov. The other in Shabbos would be for sure also. So come others and say, I have a better heter. You don't have to go run to the Mishnah Berurah. You don't have to go run to the Mishnah Berurah's Kav HaChomer from Davar Aved. This is classic dover of it. What's the dover of it? The baby's the dover of it. Means if you imagine, you won't call a babysitter, you have to go out, you leave the baby in the house itself, chalila, the baby will get hurt, the baby, who knows what happens, the baby will walk away, big baby, they'll walk away, they'll walk out of the house. Chadover of it? Chadover of it doesn't just mean your field's going to get ruined, it means your baby's going to get ruined also. That's also called a dover. Why is the baby less of a dover of it than a field? So come a group of poskim and say that's the Ramah out there of Davar Ovid,
but
to us also,
but who allowed you to create the Davar Ovid?
I'm allowed to do it. I'm not intentionally creating it. I have
to create a Davar Ovid.
I mean, it's like Mechav Lachtim, right, a little bit. It's not Mechav Lachtim. I have to go to shul. So I have something to do. My wife has to go, she has to go shopping. I have to go to the basement. I got to take my older kids to the music ball. We're doing real things. We're not just, we're not trying to circumvent the halacha to try to pull a kunz to be able to pay a babysitter. I mean, I'm doing what I'm allowed to do in Chol HaMoed, but maybe a mitzvah doing Chol HaMoed, and now I'm stuck with a problem. I got a 2-year-old who needs a babysitter. So that's not really mechavim alachta b'mayit. So that would be mutter, either based on davar avir or based on the heter of tzarchei oichol nefesh. L'chol, either one of those would be okay.
Is it the tzarchei, is it derech the child or derech the parent? Meaning,
it's the child.
It's the child's need that makes it mutter.
Right. But even if the parent is not going, let's say if the parent has to go, I have to go out to a meal or something, or I have to go out to a kiddush, I have to go Oichel Nefesh, so you can argue maybe the whole thing is Oichel Nefesh, but even if the parent's not going to do anything Oichel Nefesh, the parents don't work, whatever, the parent's going to do whatever they're doing. So hopefully we will next week.
But you don't have the obligation to change your
right. So hopefully Mitzvah next week we'll talk about the next real Shiloh. It sounds like a first glimpse like, whoa, it's like a wild Shiloh, but a very real Shiloh. When you take a cab in Eretz Yisrael on Chol HaMoed, are you allowed to pay the cab driver? So the cab driver is doing something that's mutter. What? It's a good leverage. Pay the cab. Okay, so we'll rephrase the question. Can the cab driver get paid? So what's the halacha? So are you permitted to pay a Jewish cab driver, or if you have a Jewish cab driver in America for that matter, are you permitted to pay a cab driver? Is that a problem of the Tila Schar on Chol HaMoed? So hopefully come back next week. There's no Chol HaMoed between now and next week, so everyone will survive. So we'll try to come up with some coolers by next week. Yeah.